Health agency Te Whatu Ora says there could be a shortage of almost 12,000 residential aged care beds by 2032. Its report also identified inequities among Māori Pacific and Asian populations, as well as varying levels of service and locations around the country. Earlier, I spoke to Health NZ's Director of Ageing Well, Andy Inder. He told me there are currently 2,300 residential care beds available, but managing demand for the future is important.
I think the priority for us is to work out how we best manage care in the community, because residential care beds not the only solution for New Zealanders as they age. There's really good options for us to care for people and keep them at home for longer, and that's the future most people aspire to.
That's interesting, because I think the review found that Māori Pacifica and other ethnic communities tended to be more likely to stay at home with wider whānau, but they don't get the same level of funding.
They get the same level of funding. What the report found was admission rates into residential care facilities for Māori were lower, although the portion of Māori that were in dementia units is higher because of the higher prevalence of dementia in Māori groups.
Sure.
When you get home and residential care, Māori get a significantly higher level of home care to keep them home. And I think you're right, they probably want to stay home with their whānau.
Yes, but in terms of the amount of money you get in to help with home care, it obviously is nothing compared to what it costs for someone to be in aged residential care.
Yeah, I think that's a reflection of the different setting that people are being looked after in. So we fund at a government level about $1.1 billion into residential care homes. And generally, the acuity of people in those care facilities is higher. They need a higher level of care.
Is there capacity to perhaps up the support for home care to see if there's a way of alleviating pressure on those most chronic or critical people in the aged care facilities?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're already doing that in places around the country. So if you look at the START program in Waikato and the CREST program in the South Island, we're using home and community support and allied health to ensure that people have a restorative care program in their home. So they, after they have a hospital admission, they recover their function and they return to the best state of independent living they can, whether that's supported by home and community support or just their whānau. So that's underway now, but I agree with you. We need to make sure that's available to all New Zealanders.
Now, one of the issues, you said there was still a couple of thousand or so spaces free in aged residential care, but that's unlikely to be sort of right across the country, is it? I mean, there'll be some parts of the country, and I'm thinking like the West Coast or other areas perhaps where they're low population, where it won't be that easy to find a place.
That's correct. So the availability is lumpy around the country, and that's something that we're going to have to work with providers on. I think it's difficult to understand exactly why that is. I know in a fast-growing area like Bay of Plenty, we still need to catch up in terms of the level of residential care capacity we've got. In places like Northland, it is lower, but we do provide a lot of home community support care in that area. And that's one of the challenges I think we've got in New Zealand and across the whole world, is how do we provide the right care facilities for people as this ageing population grows.
Just finally, I mean, in terms of actually building more facilities, getting them in the right places, and that planning that's going to be required as the ageing population continues, what are those key steps to make sure that there is enough being built?
Well, there's a couple of things for me, Corin. I think we need to be clearer with providers around the services we want. And at the moment, we have a relatively blunt funding tool, and the report recognises that. And so we need to be clearer around the types of services we need out of residential care to meet the needs of the health system, including shorter stay care that stages people before they return home. And then we need to make sure that the underlying funding is sufficient to incentivise people to actually start building facilities. And you're right, it's not at that level at the moment.
And that is Health New Zealand's Director of Ageing Well, Andy Inder.